This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's hush money trial is resuming this morning, and the jury is expected to get the case. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Jurors in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial are expected to begin deliberations after receiving instructions from the judge on the law and the factors they may consider as they try to reach a verdict in the first criminal case against a former American president. Today's deliberations will follow a marathon day of closing arguments in which a prosecutor accused Trump of trying to hoodwink voters in the 2016 presidential election by participating in a hush money scheme meant to stifle stories, such as a sexual encounter Stormy Daniels testified to, that he feared would harm his Republican campaign. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's pleaded not guilty and denied all the charges.
More thunderstorms ahead for much of the nation, maybe hail and gusty winds, parts of the Northeast and the central U.S. in the bullseye. Texas has been hit particularly hard in this latest round of storms. A teenager was killed at a construction site in a Houston suburb while working on a home that had collapsed. The Storm Prediction Center's David Roth says the East Texas area has been getting rain, and one big worry is flooding.
That seems to be the big concern. I mean, severe weather does kill people, but flash flooding still kills more.
Nissan is warning owners of some older, unrepaired vehicles not to drive them because of the risk of exploding airbag inflators. Nissan says this includes some 2002 through 2006 Sentra small cars, as well as some 2002 through 2004 Pathfinder SUVs. Check the Nissan website for more information. Save the Children says about 6.5 million children in Afghanistan are expected to feel crisis-level hunger this year. This is AP News. Are you a good speller?
The Scripps National Spelling Bee is underway near Washington. Last year, Dev Shah won the bee.
P-S-A-M-M-O. P-H-I-L.
That is correct.
Shah wrote in a Washington Post op-ed, to become a champion speller, the skill of guessing is everything. Shraddha Rajam Reddy from California had a much smaller word, only 4 letters, but it tripped her up. She finished 3rd last year. Rajam Reddy hopes to learn from her mistake last year, devoting part of her studying this year to the sort of words, super short ones, she tends to miss. Arian Kedker finished 5th last year. He breaks down tricky words into categories, memorizing language patterns, saying it's not about knowing as many words as you can. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.